Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And, you know, Faisal, there's an interesting report that's come out looking at the risks that the wealthy see, what they're trying to protect against, right? Wealth report. And there were some things that caught my attention in that report. We've got Melanie Wilcox, who's the Executive Vice President, Personal Risk Services, here today to help us understand a little bit about the content of the first inaugural, I guess inaugural means first, wealth report. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave and Faisal. It's a pleasure to be here.
Maybe we can just start at a high level, Faisal, with this report done by Chubb. Maybe you could just give us a high level overview to start, Melanie, of this report, why you put it together, and maybe just a high level takeaway from the results.
Sure. So in our latest survey, Chubb surveyed over 800 wealthy individuals across North America, US, and Canada, and we surveyed them on their perspective on wealth, what matters to them most, and their preferred source for financial advice. What I found interesting as a highlight was that the report also uncovered that two-thirds of the respondents are finding it very difficult to attain and protect their financial success, and they're looking for guidance that they can seek to close the protection gap, if you will, and how to mitigate the risk so that they can sleep better at night. This, from our perspective in the insurance industry, guides them to the importance of seeking advice from an insurance advisor, like an insurance broker, to help them find those solutions.
So Melanie, when you talk about protection, there, of course, people talk when you, the question is asked about their wealth. What do they look at most? Is it like real estate and real property, or is it protection in other parts of their wealth? What was the driver when they used that question and they said, "I'm looking for protection"?
Sure, and that can take many forms. Of course, wealthy individuals are concerned about the instability that losing money on their investments can present, but also their homes. This is a very important investable asset, an insurable asset that they've protected and they want to protect because they enjoy that, but also other passion projects, if you will. You can be a collector. And one of the interesting highlights of the report was that 81% of our respondents identify as collectors, meaning they collect jewelry or fine art or wine and cars. So it can take many forms.
So Melanie, did you know that Dave is a collector too of ugly, ugly socks? No insurance company wants to secure that because it touches his body. So, but it's interesting as you talk about there's other items beyond just an investment portfolio that needs to be protected. Dave, did you know that there are more millionaires in North America than ever in history?
Yeah, just in the last few years, there's been a
big spike.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with the real estate markets.
Yep.
A lot of it has to do with the boom in the markets, and the appreciation of pretty much all asset classes have gone up. And so what's interesting out of the report, Melanie, on this is that although there are so many more millionaires in North America, they're feeling more insecure about their futures. So, you know, what's keeping them up at night about that? Like, why is that actually happening? Because I would assume when you become a millionaire, you feel more secure, not insecure.
Less secure, yeah.
Yes, exactly. That was a real highlight of the report. Of course, we think about what economic instability and inflation can have on the minds of the wealthy. But a real resounding metric was that 3/4 of respondents were concerned about the exposure to extreme weather, and particularly because of climate change, and how that is a top risk to their home. So when we think about the last summer that we just had in Canada and the wildfires that touched so many communities and individuals, I mean, that is a real thing. And you think about the compounding effects of frequent events, whether it's wildfires or rainstorms, all of that extreme weather can increase that concern. Now, the good news is there are ways to protect your homes and those important passions that everyone is investing in, the wealthy. And you can, for example, in wildfire scenarios, create what we call in the insurance industry defensible space. So that really means just clearing the space around your home to make sure that nothing can catch on fire in terms of trees or shrubbery. There's other risk mitigation factors like sprinkler systems and even in some cases, changing your roof type. But 22% of respondents are actually taking steps to do that. That's just one example of some of the concerns that they have.
So that's interesting stat, given that 22%, 78% are worrying about some of these things, if I understand what you just said correctly, and or 100% are worrying about it, but 78% are worrying about it and not doing anything about it. What, what's the message, I guess, to get out to those people that are sitting worrying? Where should they start? What, you know, what should they be doing here?
Yes, exactly. A lot of this barrier comes down to knowledge, understanding the risk gap, but also knowing which professionals to turn to for that guidance. So as we can imagine, and we know wealthy individuals, they are successful people. They rely on their own knowledge and education to manage their wealth, but only 52% rely on the advice from an insurance advisor or a broker for that guidance. So one of the recommendations that we have is to check in as often with your insurance advisor as you would with your wealth advisor. And that really should take place as assets change. It's just as important to not go through an auto renew approach, but just check in and see what are the solutions available, what gaps may have been presented, and then focus on the solutions that can be provided to you from those that are connected to the right insurance providers who can offer appropriate policies and risk mitigation techniques.
Melanie, there's a whole bunch of passion projects out there. I mentioned Dave and his socks collection, all the way to fine art and wine and cars and a whole bunch of interesting stuff. Nike shoes have been phenomenal growth.
Absolutely.
During the pandemic, expensive watches like a Rolex was just booming in price and so forth. For those who are starting or already established a collection, one of the biggest concerns that they have is protecting it. What are the steps they need to take in order to protect these kind of passion projects or things that are not conventional, like the bricks and mortar of a home or a vehicle or
art
or art and so forth?
Sure. That's a great question. We certainly are seeing a shift in collecting habits. Spirits and jewelry and watches are, as I mentioned, 80% of respondents are identifying as collectors. But staying connected to the right advisors, even on the collection side, to ensure that valuations are in the right place. You know, there could be fluctuations with various artists or various collectible types, and also taking steps to protect those passions within your home. If you're hanging artwork, let's make sure that it's secured to the wall properly. And if you need some assistance with that, reach out to your insurance advisor, who can put you in touch with specialists that specialize in that work. Again, so that you can enjoy it for many years to come.
Yeah, so protection is not just insurance itself. It's taking a defensive view, a preventive view, and an insurance view on things, which I think is very important. What was the most, I'll ask you, the weirdest collection piece that you've seen out there from an insurance perspective? Like, we actually insure this? Oh my God, like, has anything crossed your plate?
Everyone asks this question from time to time. I mean, collectibles can range from so many different things. We can see, you know, passions around antiquities, you know, a dinosaur bone collection, if you can afford it. And obviously that requires some interesting protection that needs to keep it safe because it's fairly old. I mean, that's one example. And, you know, there's lots of amazing cars out there that people love to look at, not always drive.
You might want to get some insurance on your Star Trek doll collection.
On my dinosaur bones? I thought you were going to comment on my own body and my own dinosaur bones, and I'm getting old. Yeah,
that's a different type of insurance that we need on you. Melanie, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Some great information and great tips as well.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We've been joined by Melanie Wilcox, who's the Executive Vice President of Personal Risk Services at Chubb. Okay, my friend, a part of everybody's lifestyle is, you know, their unique aspects of what that is. In some cases, that's, you know, collecting things.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about that from a 30,000 foot perspective, like a full wealth lifestyle perspective.
Protection.
Yeah.
Right. How do you protect everything when it goes through retirement?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, join us after the break. We're going to be talking about dementia-friendly tourism. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.